So that's a hard act to follow. This is just a weekend getaway. My trip, I'll set the stage a little bit. It is abroad, but I did live in London when I was 18, and thanks to the Obamas, that's kind of a hip and cool thing we call the gap year. I was not deferring a admission to Harvard, though. I was actually just avoiding the, so where are you going to college next year, Ramsey? And had this great opportunity. So through friends of friends, I had the chance to be a nanny for a lovely family in London, and I spent the year living there on a very tight budget. So I got paid next to nothing, which was fine. I had free room and board, and I knew this was great. Opportunity. I eventually, though, decided, since I had gotten the impression that this family would travel a lot and she was having a baby and she wanted to breastfeed and she had to do work in Austria and she would take me with her. None of that happened. She just really was good at the breast pump and I stayed in town all the time and I had the baby all the time, that it was time to kind of get out and take advantage of being abroad and get, get a chance to see other parts of the world. Not that far away, and this is really, this is me going to Cambridge, England, which is like, for us, it was like going from Baltimore to D.C. For the weekend. It's about an hour away. So my friend is now living there, too, Maria, and we agree that this is a good first weekend outing. We head down to King's Cross. We get on the right platform. It's all very, crowded. We're proud of ourselves. We get the right train. We're heading to Cambridge. And the plan is, again, we're on a budget. So this is, not too expensive ticket. And they've got youth hostels there. And you can rent bikes really cheap. And we'll just spend 2 days and see the beautiful university and the architecture. So we're on the train. And we're almost there, about an hour into the trip. And the conductor hasn't come yet. So we haven't paid yet, and what comes next to both of us is something that really doesn't come to anyone unless you don't have your frontal lobe fully developed, which is, remember, I'm 18. This now seems great. We're getting a free ride, because if the conductor doesn't show up, we just got to Cambridge, and that's more money in our pocket. I mean, we're getting nice bikes. So we are two stops away, and disappointingly, we see the conductors in the next car coming. So we get off the train. We're not there yet, but it was a free ride. That feels pretty good. Now what? I don't think we had really thought about that. We tried to kind of get out of the train station, but you need a ticket. So long story short, we come back to the platform, we jump the tracks, we ran over, and we run into the woods. Because the authorities might see us. So we're hiding in the woods 20 miles south of Cambridge. And it's lovely. It's sort of like Columbia. I'm not sure what we're going to do next. So we happen upon, nice, and there's a walking path along a stream, and there's some kayakers there, and we admit that we're trying to get to Cambridge and not sure, and he's directing us, you could get a lift from somebody at the, there's like a park, a beautiful park, sort of like these. So we walk down there, and sure enough, somebody gives us a ride. That was great. To the side of the highway. So now we're still not in Cambridge, and the guy dropped us off on the highway, and I guess at this point, the only thing you can do is stick your thumb out, which sort of embarrassing. So it took a while, but I did it. And the first vehicle to stop is like an 18-wheeler tractor trailer lorry, I guess that's what they call it, right? So it pulls over. No hesitation. Maria and I run to the side of the, looks like a city block long, like along this huge thing. Rock climb up to get to the seat, scoot on over and get on the bench. And the guy was lovely. He was really nice. And said, 10 minutes down the road. This was not a big, long trip, but we got a 10-minute ride in a big, bouncy seat. He's not so talkative. Anyway, I'm filling it with nervous, like, ooh, you know, so high. I feel like we're squashing bugs, and your seat's so bouncy, and stupid American. So we get dropped off, and we're at Cambridge now. We got there, and we didn't pay a thing to get there, so this is still feeling good. And we're walking to town, and we get some bikes, and we've got these cute bikes with the baskets in front, and everybody in Cambridge is riding around on bikes, and beautiful, you know, bike paths and cafes, and we're there and feeling pretty proud of ourselves, and we decide to get some provisions and have a picnic, and so we do that, and it was really nice, but I will, you know, remind you, I'm on a budget, so provisions and a picnic for us was we had a water bottle, 2 bananas, bean soup, and for some reason, a chunk of cream cheese. I don't know what the plan was, but it all turned out really well. The cream cheese we put into little chunks and put it in the can. We didn't have a bowl, and we stirred it up and took turns eating out of the can sitting in the grass, and it was delicious. It was so good. So hungry. Now we've seen the town, and we kind of, it's a beautiful day, sort of like today. It felt a lot like this area. Anyway, and the sun is out, so we get out of town, and you kind of forget, reminds me when you're walking on the beach, you forget, like, as far as you go away, you do have to come that far back, and the sun starts to set, and we've been riding for hours, I mean, like, 2.5 hours. There's no way we're going to get back to the youth hostel before dark. This doesn't feel fun anymore. So we are now in the dusk, and I'm saying to Maria, I know, we passed some really lovely churches. We'll just, you know, churches, surely their doors are open, and they'll just let us come in, or there'll be nobody there. The doors will be unlocked, and we'll go in, and we'll sleep in the pew, and then we'll just get up in the morning and go. And she's like, you know, I don't believe in God, and why do they call it God's house? That's not his house. And I'm getting really uncomfortable with the plan on a number of levels, and she sees a farm, and I'm cold at this point. So we pull into an asparagus farm, and there's a young asparagus farmer doing whatever you do in the evening, doing things, locking things up, or I don't know. And he doesn't know why we've just pulled down his long driveway, and we don't really know either. And it was awkward, but we eventually talked him into, his wife is not cool with these young ladies coming and asking to stay the night, but what about next to the greenhouse, there's like an old camper, and we don't need anything. I mean, we don't have anything to give you. We don't need anything. Is it okay if we just crash there? And he says yes. It's not really it was a camper. There's some like dry rotted foam pads, but mostly it's tool storage in there, and remnants of critters, but we got in there, and now it's really cold and really dark, and we're just so grateful for like a roof and a door, and we didn't have blankets, but we took the curtains down and like wrapped up in the curtains, and this is a really low budget weekend getaway. I got a pretty good night's sleep. This was our bed and breakfast in Cambridge, and interestingly, the breakfast was a Snickers bar and a sausage wrapped up in tin foil. And he brought it out, and he said, "My wife feels really bad that she didn't come out, so she made you some sausages." And so they were really good. And we actually helped on the farm for a little while transplanting asparagus at the greenhouse, and she did come out. She was very nice. And I do promise you that we got our bikes back before the 24-hour. We're not going to pay the overcharge on that. Oh, yeah, 7 minutes. So, you know, that's kind of the end of the weekend, but at this point, saving money was a sport. It's not like we did have some money to do these things, but we rounded it up by hitchhiking all the way home, which was really, people are lovely. Like, by and large, that's really what I learned. I've traveled a lot, but I do find that by and large, like, there's so many great and nice people out there, and if you're open, then they're willing to give you a ride or stick you in the shed, or that works out nicely for me. But I guess what I learned is that all you need is a few bucks and a couple poor decisions, and you can have a really adventurous weekend. So.